talking, cause you know we got some problems. So tune on in the way we talk and how to solve them. We may laugh, we may learn, we might be your games, Miss MP.
Hi, Olivia.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Thanks so much for coming on.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Are you at the facility right now?
Yep. Just got here. Going to start training soon.
Nice.
How much of your day do you spend at the facility every day?
I think it depends. Usually like a 9, get here at 9, get out of here. I'm lucky at 1, sometimes 2.
Not too bad.
So there's a lot of free time.
Nice. So how have you been enjoying playing there so far?
Good. It's been great. We've been traveling a lot, so it's nice to finally get a week at home to rest a bit. But other than that, it's been good.
How are you, like, do you prefer home games? Like, is traveling hard for you, or are you, like, used to it by now?
I think with the NWSL being so big, like you have to travel across the whole U.S., that's definitely been a change. Whereas in college, it's kind of just conference, you know, play. So yeah, we have to travel some pretty far distances. But yeah, playing at home is always the best in front of our fans.
Yeah, totally. And you guys have such a great fan base. It's always so much fun to watch.
Yeah. That's awesome. Seattle's a good sports town.
Definitely. What do you think makes this team so special?
Oh man, I think the people. When I think of OL Reign, I think of, you know, of course the three originals, but just the people that have played here, are here, that have set the culture and kind of the standard that I'm so grateful to be a part of. So yeah, definitely the people make it special.
Yeah, I love watching everything you guys do, like on social media and everything. I feel like the people are, mm-hmm. are like a tight-knit community, and I feel like the team really does invest in each other and care about each other, which is so apparent. So it's nice to see that.
Yeah, it's definitely a special place. I don't really know how to describe it. It's just a feeling, you know, you get when you're someplace. You just know it's good, and mm-hmm. the people are happy and it's safe. So it's a cool place to be.
Did anyone take you under their wing, or did you have any mentors when you first started there?
Gosh, I would say a mentor for me is definitely Lou Barnes. Definitely. One, because she's a Bruin, and two, just being our captain. She's so welcoming. She does such a good job at that. Setting the standard, you know, checking in on you. She's a really great captain. So yeah, I'd say Lou.
How do you feel like you've grown since joining that team, specifically to any other point in your career? Like, what has this chapter of soccer been for you as a player?
Yeah, I think the past year and a half has been just a lot of growth on and off the field. I've learned so much in such a short period of time, I feel like, in terms of, you know, how I want to play, how I need to adapt my game, things like that. And then off the field, I think it can be hard when soccer is your job now. And so finding ways to find things that you enjoy outside of that. So yeah, it's just kind of been a big learning process, honestly.
What hobbies have you picked up, or what do you do off the field or on your off days? Do you have any passions or hobbies?
I'm a big reader, so I love to read. There's a lot of us on the Reign that like to read, so that's fun. We kind of just use it as our relaxation. We live in such a beautiful part of Washington, so getting outside and going on walks, just relaxing. That's usually what I do on my off day.
Do you guys have a team book club? I feel like that would work on a team setting so well.
Or do you just like, honestly, we should. We definitely pass things around, but there's so many different tastes that usually a lot of us like the same stuff, but there's definitely like a mystery group. There's starting to become like a fantasy. So like we're jumping around, getting in different genres. But yeah, maybe we should start one. Rose Lavelle might be the leader. Yeah.
There's no way that books aren't just like constantly being passed from person to person.
Oh yeah. Like on the bus, people are like, who wants it? Someone grabs it.
So yeah. Nice. What's your genre?
Right now, fiction. Usually I was big on nonfiction, but I'm reading a lot of fiction right now. And I'm trying to get into fantasy. Rose and I are trying to, so we'll see. I haven't really gone down that route, so I don't know.
I feel like you need a good book to start that with.
Exactly. So we're like trying to gather information of fantasy readers and being like, what's a good one to start with? Yeah. So
that's tough. Well, good luck. Let me know. Because I would love
thank
I
you.
Would love to also. I just can't get into it yet. But yeah. So we'd love to hear about your journey to the league. I know you had entered the draft in 2021 and then you decided to go back to UCLA. So what was that decision process like? Was it challenging mentally? Was it something that you just kind of went with the flow? Like, I'd love to hear more about that.
Yeah, I'd say a little bit of both. When I was at UCLA, I loved it. And I was, you know, I really valued my education and I knew I wanted to maybe take a fifth year or, you know, explore that and do some more school. And then my junior year, I had a bad leg injury. And I was forced to do a medical red shirt. And that was when I kind of had the realization that, okay, I don't know, like soccer's not always going to be there. Like I need to figure something out. So then I got the opportunity to take my fifth year and I was able to pursue a master's I was really interested in. So it kind of felt like, you know, it aligned in that way. There was a little silver lining to my injury. And then, yeah, I did my master's. And then in the fall, when I started that, I was just playing. And one day my coach told me, Laura Harvey wants to meet with you. And I was like, well, you know, what do you mean, Laura Harvey? Like, what do you mean? Obviously, I knew who Laura was and she's such a historic coach in this league. So, yeah, I kind of didn't really know what I was going to do after college. I would have loved to keep playing, but I didn't know if that was in the cards for me. And just met with Laura. And 4 months later, I was at Raiden preseason. So it kind of just happened. I didn't expect it. I kind of was going with the flow. And then almost out of thin air, it kind of just happened. So super, super grateful for that.
That must have been such like a giddy moment for you. Like, I feel like that's like
I was kind of like, is this a prank? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, because you enter the draft and then you expect eyes on you and, you know, you expect to be analyzed in that moment and everything. But then
yeah,
it come a little bit, you know, when you were not expecting it must have been a pretty mm-hmm. surreal kind of moment.
Yeah, and it was 2021 was weird because they entered all seniors into the draft regardless if you wanted to go because of COVID. So there were some of us that we were planning on taking our fifth years, but your name was in the draft regardless. So therefore the next year you weren't eligible because your name was in the other draft. So there was like this whole discovery process. And so a couple of the rookies that were in my class got that's how we got picked up. So that's why Rain was able to select me. So yeah, it was a weird time, but honestly, I'm so thankful, and it kind of just everything kind of fell into place.
What were you getting That's your master's in?
I did my master's in legal studies through the UCLA School of Law.
Very cool. Did you finish it? Did you complete it?
Yeah. So wow. I did it. I finished it last spring during my first half year with the Rain. So I was kind of like, okay, let me try the soccer thing out. I'm still finishing school anyway. Like, let's see if I like it. If not, you know, I'm getting my master's from UCLA, and then it was kind of two birds, one stone kind of thing. And then I graduated and I'm still here.
That's wild. That's really cool. What would you want to do if you didn't play soccer? Would you do something with the law?
I've always wanted to work in like front office of sports or be a GM or something like that. I've just always been around sports. I have a twin brother, so I kind of always just did what he did, and you know, regardless of what sport it was. My dad's a chiropractor, so I was just always kind of around athletes and wanted to pursue a career in that. So I guess I took the professional athlete route, which is cool.
So cool. So I'm curious, on the outside, you know, people see you and we see, all right, incredible athlete, went to one of the top schools in the country, UCLA, and is now a pro, and all of that seems like just like riding high all the way up to the top. But I'm just curious if you can talk a little bit more about mm-hmm. maybe like the ups and downs of playing soccer, and if there were any lows in your journey and how you got past them.
Yeah. there's like, you know, it's just like this all the time. And, you know, like I said, I had a really bad injury that, you know, put me down. It's just like, I think I've learned that everything is so temporary. Like, you know, one year I'm at a low with a broken leg, the next year Laura Harvey's calling me. Like, you know, it's just like so many of your feelings are so temporary. And so to not kind of get stuck on that, like even last year, I felt like there were some days I wasn't dressing for a game, or like I was, but then the next week I was scoring a goal. It's just like we can get so tied to our emotions when really it's so temporary. So like I would say, when, you know, things aren't going well, not to dwell and ruminate, because it's not going to last. Same thing when things are going well, enjoy it. It's not going to last. Like, you know, so just like managing those ups and downs has been so changing for me, and I know for can help a lot of people.
When did that finally click for you that you had to manage that? And then it helped.
I would say honestly in the last year, like definitely being in a pro environment, I feel like so much of it is like just emotional regulation and, you know, learning how to manage that. And yeah, I feel like it's kind of not something you kind of have to be thrown in the fire and burned a little bit before you kind of understand it. Kind of like playing in this league, people can tell you all you want what it's like, but you got to get hit first or something.
So it's wild how much of being a professional athlete, and I'm going to make the broad assumption that this goes across every sport, how much of it is emotional regulation and being able to control your mindset and your emotions while also being as physically ready and, you know, as physically prepared as possible. And it's crazy that we train the physical so hard and we don't get to train the mental, you know, as hard. I'm just curious, in your college experience at UCLA, was there ever any focus on like the mental side of training, or on, you know, like tools that can help you emotionally regulate while you play? Because for you to say like just in the past year as a pro is when you've really started to learn that, that's so late. And I agree, I didn't learn that till I was done playing. And it's like, how do we learn that sooner? How do we, you know, equip these players earlier with those same skills?
Yeah, I think like looking back at my time, I feel like there were resources there that I just honestly failed to use. Like, I think as young athletes, you kind of have to not ask for help, but realize that there are so many resources for you, and you just have to utilize them. Like I wish I just looked into things. Like, maybe I didn't want to do it, but I wish I would have just, you know, looked. So yeah, just like there's so many resources out there to help you, and you just kind of have to be proactive about it. And like I said, I think I regret not trying some of those things, but I am, you know, grateful now we have such a good system here to help us through that. But yeah, just ask for help.
I love it. And I think that's a great way to get started, at least in terms of learning that. And because I feel like everyone in hindsight, they can look back on a moment in their career and they're like, oh, if I just like emotionally or mentally approach this situation be a little bit differently, I would have gotten through it easier, or it wouldn't have been such a low to be perceived.
Yeah. And I think another thing is that we want things to happen so quickly that we need to realize that, you know, some of the best things take time. And, you know, in our day and age, you can basically have tips at any point you want. And, you know, I remember just last week I was on the bench with Pino, and she made a comment about how like Lou just knew where Jess was. And to us, it's like, wow, they have this amazing connection. I've only been watching it a year and a half. But Pino's like, they've been doing that for 11 years. Like, you know, so then when you put things in perspective, it's like things take time. You're not going to be perfect. Just like trust the process. Keep building at things. Like, you'll get there eventually. Like, everyone's on a different timeline. So don't put too much pressure on things. Like, things take time.
Yeah, that's so true. And your year one could be someone else's year 10, and it's really not fair to yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking at now thinking it happened instantaneously, but really there was so much, you know, building.
Yeah. Wow. That's so true.
What are you focusing on this year for your game? Like, is there anything specific that you're trying to do to elevate your game this year?
I think for me, learning last year, like how the NWSL is so like physical and athletic and transitional. So definitely like trying to develop that side more of my game, or because I've never really been that kind of player. So that's definitely been a side I want to work on. And then this year, I think just really trying, we have so many great players in our team, and just really trying to learn and soak up all that the older players, you know, we can learn from them, which I think is what makes Reign so special, is that we have such good players who have played in this league for so long. So yeah, just like, you know, doing my role, knowing my job, learning as much as I can, growing and on and off the field. And then hopefully win the championship. I think that's our goal here.
Do you have any advice for other athletes that are, you know, looking to find the motivation to commit to playing in college, or that are coming out of college and are looking to play for the pros? Do you have any words of advice or encouragement?
Yeah, I would say just bet on yourself. You know, no one's going to believe in you unless you believe in yourself. So, you know, trust yourself, keep believing, you know, it will pay off. I don't know when, but, you know, just keep going and don't get too discouraged when you have some setbacks. You know, we've all had setbacks. It's inevitable, part of being an athlete. So yeah, just keep believing in yourself. It will happen. It just takes time.
I love it. And then every once in a while, you'll get surprised and Laura Harvey will be wanting to reach out.
Exactly. You never know. You never know when your name will be called. Seriously.
I love it. Stay ready always, right?
Yeah.
Would you like to do some rapid fire questions? They're pretty simple. Nothing too crazy.
Yeah, let's do it. All
right. What's your go-to coffee order?
An Americano with like a splash of cream.
Okay, so not
like
crazy.
The smallest of splash. Yeah. I like my first one nearly black.
Oh my goodness. God bless. Really wake you up in the morning, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the goal.
Do you have a favorite drill at practice?
I mean, rondos are always fun in the beginning. I don't know if that counts. That's like pre-practice, but yeah. I'm going to count it. Rondos are always fun at the Reign.
And then do you have a drill at practice that you look forward to the least? It's just no fun for you.
Gosh, I don't know. Maybe anytime I lose, anytime there's a losing situation, I'm on that side. That's got to be the worst.
Are you a sore loser? Or are you just in fact?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could ruin the whole pressure for me.
Yeah. I'm not to the point where people will know and like they'll use that to get under my skin. But yeah, I'm a sore loser.
That's funny. Do you have a favorite team to watch?
Favorite team? I mean, yeah, right now I love watching Man City. I feel like that's kind of a basic answer, but I do like watching them.
Love it. Do you have a favorite athlete? Doesn't have to necessarily be a soccer athlete.
I mean, I'm from the Bay Area, so I grew up a Warriors fan, so I gotta say Steph Curry. I love watching him. He had such a good performance last night. Soccer-wise, I love Iniesta. And right now, probably Kevin De Bruyne is my favorite.
That's cool. Do you have a favorite book? This might be a tough one for you.
Okay, we just read, but when I say we, I mean like the readers on the Reign. We just read The Nightingale by Kristen Hannah. Have you guys read it?
Yes.
Okay. We just read that, and then I just finished The Great Alone. Did you read that one by her?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. So that had us like bawling. So those are the ones that come to mind.
Yep.
Yeah, those are the ones that come to my mind right now. They're so fresh.
Nice.
Listen, you're saying we all just read. So there's an unofficial
The Readers of the Reign. I think that's gonna be
yeah.
Yeah.
I know. We should make like a Instagram or something.
Yeah.
Super athletic looking shirt that's like Reading Reign or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny.
Do you have a favorite movie? Or are you not a movie person since you're such a book person?
Gosh, I like the old dorky ones. Like I love Ace Ventura and Dumb and Dumber and all of those.
Classics.
That's what my siblings we watched growing up. So yeah.
What actress would play you in a movie about yourself?
Oh man. I don't know, like Jennifer Lawrence maybe? I don't know.
That's a good one.
She's the best of all world. Yeah. I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like she does it. She like kind of can do any genre.
Yep.
Love it. All right. If you had a post game celebration meal named after you, what would the meal be?
Ooh. I was just watching Ted Lasso, and one of the restaurants is called A Taste of Athens. So maybe that.
What is it exactly? I'm sure there's some tzatziki.
Yeah, some tzatziki, hummus, pita, some yummy meats.
That sounds good.
Do it a BYOB, build your own bowl or something.
Yeah, nice. And last question, what's your biggest soccer problem?
Oh, biggest soccer problem. Probably tan lines. Growing up in California, bad tan lines. And I'm getting ready for my sister's wedding in June, so I'm like really trying to cover up. Oh,
there's no hope. You just gotta.
I know. I'm like trying, but now I'm getting like my neck tan line.
You need a high neck sleeved dress for yourself.
Yeah. I know. So yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna do. But yeah, definitely tan lines.
That's a class. Oh man. Well, Olivia, thank you so much for coming on. It was great to get to know you more, and we're so excited to watch you just continue to crush it. And hopefully we get to see you in the rain play sometime in person soon.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much for having me. It was nice meeting you guys.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, of course. Have a good week.
You too. Bye, Olivia.
Bye.